Well, Jane Eighth has turned prize fight manager and is overseeing the training of Cokie for his big fight. Neil Williams, Marge's newspaper friend, has arranged the fight for this week. What Jane doesn't know is that Neil, to make sure Jane would forget about Cokie as a fighter, has arranged a match which Cokie is sure to lose. But Jane goes blissfully on with the daily workouts at the gymnasium. This episode is in alternate scenes between the gym and Mr. Ace's office. But first, the gym, where we find Kid Cokie punching the bag, Jane watching closely. Listen.
No, Cokie. Wait a minute. Stop, Cokie.
What's the matter?
Oh, you're still not doing it right. You're not hitting it hard enough. You're making it bounce. I told you to try to imagine the punching bag is the boy you're going to have to fight with. You wouldn't make him bounce, would you? Sure you wouldn't. You'd hit him so hard he'd fall down. Can't you try to imagine it's the boy you're going to fight?
I'm trying to.
Oh, you are not. Hit it like I showed you yesterday. Remember when I hit it so hard it bounced back and punched my nose and made it bleed? My goodness, I thought that would make you mad enough to want to hit it hard. Didn't it make you mad when it hit me?
No, that was awful funny.
Cokie, you mustn't laugh at things like that. Now go ahead and try it again like I showed you.
All right.
Are you imagining it's the boy you're going to fight?
I'm trying to.
Oh, no, it still bounces. Wait a minute. Stop! It still bounces, Cokie.
Oh, gee.
Cokie, where do you pick up such expressions? It's O.G. Now, let's start all over again. You can't be imagining it's the boy you're going to fight and keep hitting it that way. Oh, I know what. Imagine it's Judy. That ought to make you hit it harder. Go ahead. Now, imagine it's Judy.
Who?
Judy. You've heard of the saying, punching Judy. Now, go right ahead and imagine it's Judy. Maybe that'll make you hit it harder.
I'll try.
Well, I'll keep reminding you. Come on. Punching Judy. Go ahead. Hit it. Punching Judy. Punching Judy. Judy! No, stop it, Cokie. You're not thinking of Judy, I can see that.
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you punch it like you are?
I used to like Judy. She was the prettiest girl at the orphanage.
Oh, that Judy. You're thinking of the wrong Judy. Oh, I'm sorry if I upset you, Cokie. Just forget about her. Maybe you better rest a little while.
Gee, can I?
Yes, I mean you don't have to punch the bag anymore. Now, you just take it easy and relax while I show you again what to do when you win the fight. That's right, sit down. Do you remember what I told you the first thing to do when you win?
I think so.
What?
Well, I give the referee my hand and he raises it up like this.
That's it. Which hand now? Think hard. Which hand? Are you thinking?
I'm trying to.
Which hand? The,
Right?
Right. Did you hear that? You said right and I said right. Well, I guess they're spelled different. Now, what's the next thing?
The next?
Yes. You remember, after he raises your hand?
Oh, yes. I talk into the radio.
That's right. Only they call it a microscope. And what do you say?
I forgot.
You mustn't forget. Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mom. It was sure an easy fight.
No. What's the matter with you, Cokie? Can't you remember anything?
I thought you told me that.
No, it's hello, Mother. It was sure an easy fight.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mother. It was sure an easy fight, and I won't be home tonight.
That's right, because you're going right back to the Y and rest up. I wish you could stay and I'll be home early like everybody else says, but Neil says not to put that in because you might not be home early. And he thinks you may have to go to the Y and rest up.
Gee, I wish I could.
Oh, not now. The fight's tomorrow night. I want everything to come off just right. You'll have plenty of time to rest after you win the fight. Don't worry about it.
Hello, Neil. Hey, I just came from the gym where Jane's working out her pug.
Is it as funny as all that?
Well, it's reached the stage where she was rehearsing him and what to do when he wins this fight. And even had him saying, hello, Mom, I'll be home early.
What?
Yeah. I took that line out, though. I told her she better not expect him to be home too early.
Well, from what you tell me about this Ruffy Tornello that he's fighting, I should imagine he'll be lucky if he comes 2 in the morning.
You said it.
Is he really that tough?
Well, nobody's even knocked him down in all the time he's been fighting out there.
Funny he never came up in the fight racket if he's that good.
Oh, he's no champ. He's the best they've got at the Coliseum. He's a favorite out there, and Mike Wheeler, who manages him, knows he's got a gold mine in him if he just sticks to the mediocre class. It's quite a drawing card when they announce Ruffy's going to fight out there.
Well, doesn't he ever lose?
Lose? They never even get near him. I tell you, he's never even been knocked down. The fans flock in every time he fights, just in hopes of seeing him knocked down even once.
Well, that's funny. How does he do it?
He's just a good boy, that's all. He's a 5-to-1 shot every time.
Oh, he is. Say, speaking of 5-to-1 shots, do you think I could get a bet down on him?
Well, if you want to get 5-to-1.
Well, if he's as big a fence as you say, and I know Cokie can't hit anything.
Oh, sure, you can bet all you want. The fans at the Coliseum live in hopes every time he fights. You can get a bet down.
Well, I don't know how to go about that. Suppose you place a bet for me. And
sure, if you want a bet. Personally, I never bet on a fight.
Well, this isn't called to be a fight. It's a massacre.
You're right. Poor Cokie.
Poor nothing. He'll come out of it. I've got him a job at the Everett department store, and he can forget prize fighting. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to him. Now, about this bet, I'd like to make a pretty good wager while I'm at it. This is costing me money, you know, Jane not being home and me running around buying meals.
Well, how good a bet do you want to make?
You'd have to give about 5-1.
Well, it's a cinch. I'd like to win about $200
to get even on my expenses.
You want to lay $1,000 to $200?
I don't mind. I can't lose it. What difference does it make?
Okay, I can get it down for you.
All right. $200 is $200.
Yeah, $1,000's $1,000.
But the $1,000's a cinch, you say.
Sure, barring accidents. I mean, suppose Cokie managed to land a lucky one.
Oh, he couldn't manage anything. He doesn't know the first thing about boxing. Suppose he does have a punch. What good is it if he can't land it? This Ruffy Tornello is going to make sure he doesn't land it.
I guess you're right.
It's not yet, eh?
Well, okay, I'll get it down for you. I'll go over and see Mike first and make sure Tornello's in condition.
Yeah, now you do that. Here, I'll give you a check, and if he is in condition, you get a bet down for me, will you?
Sure. I think I can still catch Mike at the gym if I hurry. I hope Jane and the kid will be gone by the time I get there. I don't like...
And don't forget, when the crowd starts applauding and hollering your name after you win, you have to hold your hands over your head like this. See? Kind of shaking hands with yourself. See what I mean? See how I'm doing?
Yeah.
Well, do it.
Like this?
That's right. Only shake your hands more. That's it. That's fine. Now, if you remember all that, you'll have nothing to worry about. And won't Miss Race be surprised when I bring you home after the fight?
Yeah.
That's all. You can put your hands down now. Now, I think we ought to work out some more, don't you?
Well, I'm tired. I want to lay down a while.
Oh, but the fight's tomorrow night. You can't lay down now. Come on, we'll start in. Oh, there's that Mr. Wheeler coming over again. Hello, Mr. Wheeler.
Hello, Mrs. Hayes.
Say hello, Cokie.
Hello, Mr. Wheeler.
Hi, boy. Well, still at it, I see. You sure been giving your boy a workout. Been here every day now for about a week, haven't you?
Well, he has to keep working out if he wants to be the overweight champion of the world.
Overweight?
I was just showing him a few things about what to do when he wins.
Oh, when he wins.
Yes.
I wanted to talk to you about that, Mrs. Ace, if I could see you alone for a few minutes.
Well, I'm alone.
Oh, I mean without the kids here.
Oh, Cokie, you better go over there and work out some more.
I'm tired.
Go ahead now. Mother knows best. Go on.
Oh, all right. I'll just skip the rope a while.
All right. I'll be right over. Now, what is it, Mr. Wheeler?
Oh, just call me Mike, Mrs. Ace. All the boys call me Mike.
All right, Mike.
Now, what I'd like to see about is maybe we can make a deal.
Beg pardon?
Well, you see it this way. My boy got a little too sure about this match with your boy there and broke all training rules. Last night or early this morning, we found him cold to the world, passed up. And I don't mind telling you, he's in awful shape.
What happened to him?
The usual thing. Fell off the wagon.
Fell off the
wagon?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I can't take chances losing the biggest growing card of the Coliseum's ever had. If he takes the count tomorrow night, he's all washed up. Now, I figure we could make a deal. My boy will be in there all right, but he's just about to be able to hold his hands up. One lucky punch will knock him flat. But if your boy lays down, I can make it worth your while. You get it?
I don't think I understand what you mean.
Well, I'll talk cold turkey.
Oh, please don't mention food when Cokie's around. He always wants to eat. Now he's dying.
Yeah, I get it. Well, the proposition's this, Mrs. Ace. I got a fortune in this boy of mine as long as he keeps up the way he's been going. I don't mind spending a grand to see that he keeps his record clean. Now you get it, don't you?
No, I still don't understand.
Well, you don't want me to put it in black and white, do you?
Oh, there's no use feeling black and white about it just because he fell off
now,
the wagon.
Now, just a minute, lady. I'm trying to make a deal with you. How about $1,000 if your boy lays down?
Lays down? Now?
Now? What do you mean now?
Well, he was just talking about laying down, and I said,
good,
no.
I'll give you $1,000 if he does.
$1,000?
Yeah, cash, right now.
$1,000 just to lay down?
Right. Is it a deal?
$1,000? You mean just to lay down? How long?
As long as they like.
Well, let me see. Tomorrow night's the fight. He can't lay down
I know
longer.
The fight's tomorrow night. If it was next week, I wouldn't have to make a deal with you. I could get Ruffy into shape, and it'd be a cinch. Now, how about it? Cold cash. Do you want it?
Well, I should say I do. Just lay down for $1,000. I should say so. Are you joking?
Joke? I mean business. Will he do it?
Well, for $1,000, he'd lay down and roll over.
Very good, lady. Well, here you are. Now, this has got to be on the QT. Nobody knows about this, you understand?
Oh, I won't tell anybody.
Here you are. You'll find it in this envelope. I thought you might listen to reason.
$1,000 in here?
Yep, it's all in there. Now, nobody knows about this, you understand? Nobody.
I understand. Oh, I better tell Cokie, though. Can I tell him?
Can you tell him? You gotta tell him. He won't know nothing about laying down if you don't.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll tell him right now, and we'll leave here right away and start it.
Start what?
Start.
Hey, Mike, I want to see it.
Oh, it's Neil. Hello, Neil. I won't say anything to him either.
You better not.
Say, Mike, I'd like to see him.
Well, I gotta go. Goodbye, Mike. Goodbye, Neil. Cokie, come on. We got things to do. Goodbye, boys.
What hit her?
I don't know. Screwy thing. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, wants to make quite a big bet on your boy. How about it?
Sure.
It's okay. Just want to make sure your boy's in condition.
Don't worry. He's gonna win. It's in the bag.
That's what Mike thinks. But what Jane thinks about making $1,000 that easy is another story. We'll learn more about it when the fight comes off, when next we meet the Easy Aces.